This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. John Enslin and Mike Nicholson in the early 2000s met at an event in the Triangle called Sparkle Fest, a musical festival that celebrated power pop. John Enslin is a vocalist and songwriter, Mike Nicholson a producer and studio owner, and it would take about 20 years of friendship and band hopping before the two joined forces to create Arrow Beach. But Arrow Beach is here now, and vocalist John Enslin is with us, along with Mike Nicholson on guitar, Amy Hall on drums, Trey Batson on the bass guitar, and Will Fox on the keyboards. Arrow Beach, welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
John, tell us a little bit more about how this band was formed, because in some ways, I mean, you're a singer. I notice you don't have an instrument in your hand, and yet you were going to the studio trying to create tracks, right?
That's right. I was told there wasn't room in the studio for the instrument I was planning to bring, but that's all right, and I want to thank
what
you
was
for...
What was that? Do you play Alexis, or what?
It's a kind of a player piano cross with a Humvee.
Yes. Those are very popular.
Well,
in the 2000s.
It leaves an impression.
So you get together, but Mike had a studio, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike's been a music producer for many years.
Yeah.
And
did you also... Both of you were writing music at the time?
Yeah, we've always been writing music, and Mike had some odds and ends and things he didn't know what to do with, and I was like, that stuff's fantastic. So we just cobbled together some songs, and then it worked. We were very pleased with things, and then we put together the band around it.
All right, well, let's hear what happened when all of that music started to fall from the sky. Would you play a song for us?
Absolutely. Without any fuss.
Arrow Beach. The song is Lady or Tiger from their self-titled album, Arrow Beach. John Enslin on vocals, Mike Nicholson on guitar, Amy Hall on the drums, Trey Batson on the bass, and Will Fox on the keyboard. They're going to be at Kraken Bar in Chapel Hill on February 2nd. It's a great song. You, I understand, John, are a guy who really likes the idea of just being a front man.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Yeah.
Had you always imagined yourself doing that? I mean, sort of being with a band? Because I remember I actually had the chance to interview Grace Slick.
Oh, right? My.
And,
okay.
Well, no, because here's the thing. The book that she wrote, it was about the fact that she wasn't interested in music ever.
Right.
That the whole point was she wanted to party, have sex, and it was like sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yes.
But not make rock and roll, just be around people who were so she could go to bed a lot and use drugs.
Okay.
And it was a little disappointing. I'd like to know that she had some interest in that music she created and she didn't. But you sound like
maybe she found the key to success. Maybe it's not wanting it.
She was very successful in the sex and drugs part.
Well, I didn't ever think being a front man was what I necessarily wanted to do, but I was convinced that there would come a time where I would find my cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that this seemed to be the quickest route.
Yeah.
And the music I was into and the music that the first people played with, that I played with, were into, the bar was low.
Yeah.
The bar was very low. So we didn't have to be all that great. Just had to show up, look good, pull it off.
What's different about this? This is great. I mean, this is nice sounding music. What's different for you and what makes it feel more challenging and perhaps more satisfying for you?
Well, everybody's in tune. Which there is massive.
Go. There you go.
There was a you know, I don't want to use foul language, but there was an early practice we had at one point where everybody was getting so upset and we were talking about things. And then one guy just said, you know, screw tuning, let's play.
Uh-huh.
And there was, you know.
Yeah.
You got to work
later
through
became
it.
A bass player for Grace Slick.
Maybe so.
Would you do another song for us?
I'd be glad to.
All right.
This one's called Attention to Detail. Attention to detail, that's my forte. Human emotion, tenderly rendered, that's my style. Make me an offer, what would you pay for my silence?
Arrow Beach, attention to detail. Arrow Beach is John Enslin on vocals, Mike Nicholson on guitar, Amy Hall on the drums, Trey Batson's on the bass, and Will Fox on the keyboard. Arrow Beach going to be at Kraken Bar in Chapel Hill on February 2nd. John, we talked about the fact that you do write music, and you've said that you take the approach that or songwriting should be from the point of view of the person looking in. What do you mean?
Oh, I think the persona that works the best for me generally is that of some kind of a misfit. And it's all like, Bucktooth Girl in Luxembourg kind of trying to connect, but in through cultural detritus.
Yeah, but with the looking in part, I can understand that, sort of being the outsider, but that comes from a subjectivity. I'm looking at the world looking at me, and they're saying, you know, this man is unattractive. There's something about this guy I don't like, and that's my lament, and that's my song. But the sense of looking in, is that taking the point of view of sort of how a third party's watching this whole
thing? I think it's more like Stella Dallas. It's more like Barbara Stanwyck, right? Looking through the window at the life that she didn't have because of the sacrifice that she's all up in her head.
See, these are the questions I tried to ask Grace Slick, and I just wouldn't get an answer.
Well, what did you guys talk about?
We talked about going to bed with guys.
Oh.
Which, you know, for...
Talk to me about that, Frank.
For the first... Well, first couple minutes, that's a lot of fun. But after a while, you realize
like
I'm
so
the only man
things.
In America who, you know, didn't. And I'm thinking, what's the point of this? Great person, though. I mean, it was fun. It was nice in that way and revealing. You know, I want to talk to Trey here on the bass for just one moment. If I can ask you a question, Trey, about fact that you got a kids band.
I do have a kids band.
Tell us about that.
My kids band's called Baron Von Rumblebus. I'm a music therapist. I'm a teacher, so I've worked with kids. And it was just an outlet for all the songs I was using in my instruction and in the hospital.
Well, and how does that work? Do you get the kids involved in that then? Or is it a performance or? You know?
It sort of grew out of when I first started, I wasn't finding a lot of material that I liked in my classes that I was teaching, so I started writing my own. So I just started writing the kind of songs that I wrote anyway, but I just geared the lyrics toward kids and kind of family, you know, friendly subjects, or even the academic concepts like colors and numbers and that sort of thing.
So they're educational and entertaining.
They've become less educational and more entertaining as we keep on going. Yeah.
What was it that you didn't like? What was it that you added or that you felt was missing?
Well, you know, when I first started, I was coming from having tried to make it in rock and roll for years and years and years. So when I was first going out and I was working in, daycares and preschools, I wasn't really, you know, motivated by the Wheels on the Bus and those kind of songs. Now, my opinion on that has changed. And I love the Wheels on the Bus. But at the time, it was kind of, it just wasn't satisfying my need to rock and write. And I had a lot of fun. And having such a clear-cut subject matter, it wasn't like I was having to search for subjects. I could just write whatever music I wanted and just, you know, deliver my message, you know, on the topic that I was trying to teach. So it was really kind of freeing in that way, too. And it's just a lot of fun.
Well, it's great stuff, and I appreciate having all of you here today and sharing your music with us. Arrow Beach. Vocalist John Enslin, Mike Nicholson is on the guitar, Amy Hall is on the drums, and Trey Batson is on the bass guitar, Will Fox on the keyboards. They're going to be at Kraken Bar in Chapel Hill on February 2nd, and Movies on the Radio coming up. So if you want to submit to us your entry for the best or worst movie of 2018. John, do you have one? What's your favorite?
I would say Hereditary was the
like
movie
that
I think was the best. Though it has Gabriel Byrne in it, who I can't stand.
So there you go. Big surprise then. Was there a big disappointment for you, a film that you saw that you said, what was this on that?
Oh my gosh. Just don't get me started. Ready Player One? Oh my gosh.
So you see, this is what I'm asking you all to do. Send us your best and your worst, your favorite, or you don't have to send both of you, a really loved one and loved them all. Go ahead. SOT@WUNC.org is the email address. We've got a hashtag, too. If you go to the website, you'll figure out how to make your submission, get you on the air for the next Movies on the Radio. That'll be great. I'm going to leave you all time to play us out. State of Things produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley's our technical director with Elwood. Podarski helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Arrow Beach.
Continue.